Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, Father, even in this time of scare when people are running around scared of
with this corona disease, God, we know that you can do all things but fail. And as long as I keep my hands in your hands, I believe that we're going to be all right, Father. So let's pray for those who can't pray for themselves and for those who do not know how to keep to pray, God. We ask you to keep them also. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, once again. We just want everyone, amen, glory to God. And don't forget, because the hour has went up another hour and God has allowed us to get up an hour earlier, there's no more excuses. You can get up for your hour of power of praise on Wednesday mornings at 6 o'clock. Amen. Set your watch by its time. It is time. It is time. By our own Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. An hour and power of praise. Well, believe me, that hour is filled with power. You just have to give up a Holy Ghost praise, amen, to receive what's on the other end. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for, amen, and her sacrifice and her hour of power praise unto God here on Mount Carmel International Radio Ministry. Amen. Tonight, if you're into titles, we have a good one for you tonight. We have scriptures for you tonight. We will be doing some reading and some studying and some listening. And prayerfully, we'll get some deliverance. Amen. 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 Our title will be Fire and Desire. Yes, plain and simple. Fire and desire. With every measure of pleasure. Fire and desire. With every measure. Amen. Every measure of fire. Every measure of fire has either a consequence, has a purpose, but believe me, fire, pain before the pleasure. Amen. Y'all know that song, Fire and Desire, Pain Before Pleasure, the late Rick James and the late Tina Marie. I don't know, some of y'all might not know it. Y'all ain't been out there like that. Amen. Our first scripture, our text scripture will be Psalms 37. Verses 4 to 5. And like I said, we have scriptures just going to explain to us how God will give us the desires of our heart if they line up with all his purpose. We have a few scriptures here, and we're going to read the scriptures, and then we're going to go to the second half of our assignment on this evening. Amen. Chapter, the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4 reads, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Not man, not your wife, not your children, not your job, not your check. God will give us the delight. If we delight ourselves in him, he shall, not will, he shall give us the desires of our heart. Amen. And many times we read this scripture, we read this verse, and we read it as it's a promise that God will give us anything that we want because he wants us to be happy. But in reality, this scripture really goes much deeper, because when we truly delight ourselves in God, he plants in our hearts godly desires that he delights to fulfill. He plants in our hearts godly desires that he delights to fulfill. Power, wisdom, understanding, longevity, long lasting. He puts things in our hearts. He gives us these hearts desires. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we go up, my throat is just really doing something to me today. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know why this is happening, but amen. Can you go with me to the book of Isaiah? Amen. Chapter 58, verse 14. Like I said, we have some scriptures. Oh, but we will be going somewhere with these scriptures. Amen. Glory to God. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 14. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if we want, we can start at verse 13, and we'll go all the way to 15. Amen. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. Ride you on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of your father Jacob. Amen. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. And there's her instructions. Hold on to those instructions. Amen. Like I said, we will be going somewhere. Just hold on to those instructions. And believe me, the word of God will not fall on bad ground. Amen. Let's go to the book of Psalm chapter 21, verse 2. Like I said, we have scriptures. Write these scriptures because they're going to go somewhere with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 21, 2. Amen. I'm loving this already. A mouthful of Jesus' word. I'm getting full on the word of God. And that's what I like about power praise in the morning. You get the worship, you get the praise, you get the word, you get a preached word, you get a taught word, you get a word on fast. I mean, you just get the whole meal 6 o'clock in the morning. And most people ain't up. You done got up and fed. Your spiritual man has been fed. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 21, verse 2 reads, you have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Amen. Hallelujah. You have given him his heart's desire. Now listen to it. Amen. And now we're going to go to chapter 20, verse 4, where it says, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Amen. Fulfill all your purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. His heart's desires. The Lord gives us our aspirations, you can say, and when they are derived from a fundamental desire for God's honor and glory. Amen. That's what this is saying. He will grant you according to your heart's desire. Amen. That's what this is saying. And we're gonna go to Psalms 37, verse 4, and I'm gonna continue right here. 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And remember, we're talking about fire and desire. We're getting there. Believe me, I won't leave you hanging. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The desires of your heart. Because many times when we read these scriptures or read this verse, we look at it as a promise that God will give us anything that we want, because we know he wants us to be happy. But in reality, this scripture or this verse, however you want to go at it, goes much deeper. Because when you truly delight in God, he plants in our hearts godly desires that he delights to fulfill. Remember, we said he puts in our hearts things that he delights to fulfill. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 145. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to start at verse 9. Hallelujah. I'll start at verse 8, excuse me. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Amen. Remember that, over all his works. So let's go over here to verse 18, and we're going to start at verse 18. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will, what? Fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cries and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. my mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name ever and ever. All flesh, hear me out, all flesh shall bless his name, his holy name, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just remember that all flesh, because we're going to talk, we're going to get right into this, to this flesh thing real fast. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The one thing I know about my Lord, and we're going to talk about, remember, we're talking about fire and desire. Amen. And I thank you, Jesus. Go with me to the book of Matthew real quick, to chapter 6, verse 24. Like I said, we had scriptures, but we're going to do these scriptures because we got God's work to do on this evening. Amen. We're not going to rush God's work, or we're going to be obedient and get it done. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 24. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You cannot serve God and riches. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will what? Be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And we know mammon is, when I was reading it, I found it to be money. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the covenants with God. God requires total alliance and continued subjection of our wills to him. He asks for full commitment of our hearts and love for what? His service. We cannot serve God like that while under the influence of the God of money, urging us to make present tangible and worldly things the object of our thoughts and affection. Amen. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. The book of Luke, chapter 16 and 9. I know it's been a while since we had this many scriptures, but glory to God. I love the word. I love the word. I know it is fulfilling, and I know it is the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, chapter 16, and we're going to start at verse 9. Amen. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. Amen. Hallelujah. This is money and should be used generously to build works that what? Last. Money is called unrighteous because it often manifests unrighteousness and selfishness in people. That's why it's there. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, we're talking about fire and desire, and we went over some scriptures, and God has promised us to give us the desires of our heart. He has promised us that he will give us the desires of our heart that lines up with his purpose. He promised us that he will, if we're obedient to him, we will serve. If we serve his purpose, he's there for us at all times. Amen. And the thing with that is we have all these desires, and when we get saved, we start, we're on fire for the Lord. I mean, you know, we're doing evangelistic work. We're in the church. We know we're sweeping, emptying trash. We're doing things that we know we wouldn't do. I mean, we're just on fire. Like, the fire is just burning and burning, and then God tests us. And one day you come to the church and the pastor or the leader, the shepherd, whoever it may be, say, today you cannot sing. I don't want you to lead and praise and worship today. I just want you to back up. Or today I would like for you to help usher instead of leading praise and worship, or instead of leading in prayer. And automatically the first thing happens is a different kind of fire steams up in us. That anger, that rage, that disappointment, not knowing why or asking why, we just automatically go into this flame of, what is they talking about? I'm the choir leader. I've been doing this for 7 years. Now all of a sudden I got to sweep the floor. I ain't sweeping no floor. Matter of fact, I don't even feel like being here today. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to leave. Now, everything that you asked God for, he gave you. Everything that you asked God to do for your family, every prayer that you, and petition that you put up, God answered. He's been there because he know he has a purpose for your life. So he know there's some doors he has to open. There's some education, some schooling he had to give you. So you had some reach, some promotion that you know you didn't deserve. You done got some degrees that you didn't have the finances to get. You done had babies when the doctor said you couldn't have children. So all your little desires, you done got a husband that was wealthy and treated you nice, treated you like a queen or vice versa. And God did all these things. And the minute God said that there's something you can't do, you get upset. Not saying that you are not qualified. He never said that you wasn't good enough to pull. At that moment, he just didn't need you. At that moment, it did not fit into your purpose. But because we wasn't operating in the spirit realm, went right to the flesh. We didn't even give it chance. We didn't even give God a chance to say, well, this is my God. He loves me. He's never deceived me. He's always been there for me. He's always giving me my heart desire. He knows my heart better than I do. I'm going to stop and listen. But we allow that other fire to kindle up in us, that anger and that rage and that stubbornness, and we just, I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to the church. I didn't like the leader anyway. I didn't like the way they dressed anyway. I didn't like the keyboard player anyway. Matter of fact, you know what? I am so burnt out. I am burnt out with this. You know, I am burnt, and that's the thing that really gets me. Because if you're on fire for God, there is no such thing as burning out. So when you tell me you burnt out, I believe you wasn't on fire in the first place. It's just like having a friend. We was using God as a friend. When long as I got money and I can party with you and I can buy you things and I can take you places and I can do this, you're my buddy, you're right there. But the first time I say this and I need a favor or I can't do this, it's not a good time. Oh, I really wish I could. Oh, but now, what we just got finished talking about, that flesh takes over. Because now we get like the enemy. We done, because God done blessed us so much and raised us up and gave us our health back and everything is just coming together for the glory, for the good of God. We started thinking that we God, thinking we don't need him no more. Because you got to remember something, real fire will burn through all obstacles. It will burn through any mountain, it will burn through any circumstances, it will burn through doubt, it will burn through rage. Real fire will stay set on fire. What happens is our desires that's not lined up with God's will and purpose for our life begin to burn out the fire. Now, I have a desire, instead of going to church and Bible study on Sunday, I want to chase a check. Instead of being where I'm supposed to be and keeping my integrity and keeping my word, I'm somewhere being lazy and going to sleep. Instead of me being healthy and going to the gym and doing the things I want to do, I sit back and just let my health go to hell. Amen. Glory to God. And now my fleshly desires is burning out the fire that God has kindled in me to do a work. Amen. The book of Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 29. Lord, please forgive me. I know it's in Jeremiah. Can you go to the book of Jeremiah with me, chapter 20? I'll find it because I know it's in chapter 20. Amen. Please forgive me. Amen. Glory to God. But I know it's in chapter 20, and I'm going to find it. Amen. The book of Jeremiah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 20, verse 9. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I start at verse 7, this is an unpopular person, an unpopular ministry. I am not popular. Listen, the Bible says, O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I, and I have prevailed. I am in decision daily. Everyone mocks me, for when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted violence and plunder, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a desertion daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his words was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. When the word of God, when the fire of God is in you, there's nothing. Listen, you can try to denounce God. You can try to act like you don't know God. You can try to act like I'm not going to do his work. I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to say nothing. When the fire of the Holy Spirit takes hold of you and flame. It was a movie I was watching the other day, me and my wife, The Fantastic Four, and the guy was just a normal guy, and he was just going through something. But when he wanted to get on fire, he said, flame on, and he turned into an inferno. We got to remember to turn on God's fire. When we get up in the morning, we got to say, flame on. In the name of Jesus, I need the fire burning in my bones. I need that. I need that connection early when I get up. See, that's why I like it that the time went back or went up whenever it went, because now this daylight thing, and God has it up an hour earlier because he wants the fire to flame on. When he calls us to get us up in the morning, he wants us to be on fire for him. He wants us to get up praising his name. He wants us to get up and worship. He wants us to get up and have a prayer on our tongue. He wants us to get up and have a positive, just a positive mindset, your heart to have positive thoughts in your brain, your mind having positive thoughts. You're having love for your enemy. You're having love for your neighbor in your heart. People that you haven't called and talked to, you just start loving because the word of God is done flamed on inside of you. And the anointing is there. The fire is used as a breakthrough point. The fire can burn through any situation if you get your fleshly desires out of the way. Amen. Glory to God. If we get our fleshly desires out of the way, our fire will burn and can burn everlasting for the Lord, for the glory of God, to do the will of God. See, I need that fire to burn through the enemy's traps. I need that fire to burn through my mind when the enemy is trying to get into my mind. I need that fire when I don't feel like praying. I need that fire when I don't feel like worshiping. I need that fire when I'm going through. I need that fire to push me through even further. Yes, I don't feel like praying. Yes, I don't feel like talking. Yes, I don't feel like being bothered. But because that flame is up in me, it's in my bones, I'm going to speak and I'm going to shout it out. Jesus, flame on in me. I need you to flame on in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, without you, where would I be? I got a few ideas. Thank you, Lord, for peace of mind. Thank you for resurrecting power. Thank you, God, that you love me better than I love myself. You loved me before I knew I existed. You loved me in my mother's womb. You put fire in me. I just had to get my fleshly desires out of the way so you can activate it on a daily basis. You can activate your purpose in my life. And that's what it's about, allowing God to activate his purpose in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, I will guard my ways. And he was determined to be silent in suffering so that he would not speak out foolishly. David was determined to be silent in his suffering so that he did not speak out foolishly. Even in our suffering, you know, we always talk about Job and how they... God allowed the enemy to take his family, take his riches, and put him with all these boils and sores and stuff, and he never cursed God. But, you know, we sometimes forget about David. It says he was determined. Are we determined? Are we determined to just sometime listen and not say nothing? Because we might say something foolish because our flesh then took over. Our fleshly thoughts done took over. Our fleshly ways done took over. Our fleshly desires and behaviors done took over. And we speak out in nonsense. Amen. Go to the book of Psalms. I'm going to back that up. I'm going to back that statement up. The book of Psalms, chapter 39. We're going to start at verse 1. because I think there David is he's had a prayer. He's praying for forgiveness as well as wisdom. And a lot of times we allow our fleshly desires to get in the way. We need to get back to the place where we say, Lord, I was wrong. Lord, please forgive me. You've done everything I've ever asked you to do. You've always been on my side. You've always kept me in your perfect peace. You've always covered me with Jesus' blood. You've always went ahead of me and protected me. You always went ahead of me and made sure the ways was clear. You always was there for me. And I was foolish, and I got caught up in my fleshly ways. Please forgive me for being egotistic. Please forgive me for being prideful. Please forgive me for being doubtful when I didn't get my way. Please forgive me for acting like a child when I couldn't get my way. Please, Lord, I let my fleshly desire put out my fire. Rekindle in me, Lord, my flames. Speak the word. Flame on. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle. Wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from good. And my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. See, when I was in my flesh, I couldn't speak because all kinds of nastiness and nonsense was coming out. When I allowed my fleshly desires to take over, I could not speak. I was in silence. David said he would not speak lest he sin. So he knew he had to gird his tongue. But guess what he said? Oh, while I was musing, the fire burned. While I was just chilling and laid back and got myself together, the fire burned. Hallelujah. The fire burned, and then I spoke, because I spoke with authority. I spoke with wisdom. I spoke with understanding. I spoke with forgiveness and knowledge. We got to get our fleshly desires out of the way. I desire to have the things of the Lord. The Bible just told me God will give me my heart's desires, if they line up with his purpose, and if they're for his purpose. I cannot no longer be a selfish man if I was selfish in the world. I cannot no longer be an abusive man if I was an abusive man in the world. I can no longer continue to lie and defile and manipulate if I didn't do that in the world. My fire has burned all those sinful things out of me, and I am not operating in my sinful nature. I'm operating in the fire. I refuse to let my personal desires burn out my fire. I would rather let God's purpose, desire for me, kindle my fire, flame up my fire. It's like throwing coals in. It's getting hotter. And with the heat comes purpose. Yes, there are going to be trials and tribulations, and there are going to be mountains, and there are going to be valleys, and there's going to be ups and downs, but I am filled with fire. It's my fire that will burn through these obstacles in my way. The first thing I ain't gonna say the first thing, but one of the things I've been learning to do, one of the things that I've been trying to do, one of the things that I'm so glad that God is allowing me to do is getting the point where I speak back to the enemy the minute he even tried to enter a thought in my mind. I burn that thought to the ground. That's a 10 alarmer. Every spiritual fire department in heaven is coming to burn that thought out of my mind. I don't let it fester. I don't let it sit in the corner. I don't let it just sit. Nope, we're going to disintegrate it. It's going to blow away. You got to understand how, listen, Okay, in the book of Genesis. No, as okay. I know I was reading. Moses, when he was talking to when Moses was up on the mountain, and oh Jesus, I got it right. And the angels, and he was talking, and before God. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to go there, but I know y'all know it's in the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to this. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, right? And he led the flock to the back of the desert, way, way, way in the back. He's going way, way, way back there because something was about to happen. He knew something was about to happen. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. He appeared. I want my spiritual life to be able to speak. When I speak, it's still like fire in someone else. I want to be able to transfer the fire to somebody else that is all in their bones, that they like, what in the world? And all of a sudden they quoting scriptures, all of a sudden they're worshiping God, all of a sudden they praise, and all of a sudden they shout in the middle of the street, and they come up to you later and say, what did you do to me? I transformed the fire. I allowed my fire to be your fire. Because sometimes your fire has to burn out someone else's earthly and worldly desires. You ever talk to somebody and everything they say, you know it's not of God. You know it's of the world. You know it's selfish. You know it's deceiving. You know it's manipulating. You know they always trying to do some trickery. You know they all. Your fire should be able to speak that out of them. Your fire should transport right into them and burn those things down. It's like a tree filled with gasoline and somebody dropped a big old match bomb and it just burned to the ground. Amen? No man can serve two masters, for either he will have one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other, or be loyal to one and disloyal to the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. You cannot serve God and sin. You cannot serve God and lie. You ain't not going to serve God and not, he's not, listen, you can't serve, we can't serve both. Either we're going to choose today, who will I serve? Amen. Who am I going to serve? We got to choose that today. Amen. Just think about at this point in your life, what kind of fire are you operating in? Hallelujah. It's time for change, y'all. We'll be back in a second.
Needs to make that confession of faith tonight.
Say this.
Granddaddy up these steps here.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm. You're changing.
Yes, I'm changing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day I'm changing. Every day my fire is getting more fueled. Every day I trust and believe in the Lord, I'm getting more fueled. Every day I trust God, my fire is getting more, you know, it's getting from the red to the orange to the blue. I am walking around with fire for the Lord. I'm walking with fire to be obedient to God. My fire is so inflamed in my bones that in the spiritual realm, all I have to do is say, flame on, and power is activated. Wisdom is intensified. Amen. My prayer is moving to the heavenly faster. My worship is opening up the heavenly realm to get closer. My fire is my catapult into getting closer unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were talking about, well, I briefly said Job earlier, and we were talking about how we always use, just look at, just for a second, I just want you to see the things that Job had and he lost, and he got more back because he allowed his desires to still be focused on God, and his trust and his faith was in God. Amen. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright. Hear me out, people. He was blameless and upright, and one who feared God. See, we got to get back to fearing God. We got to get back. We think everything is okay because he done gave us favor. He done gave us grace, and he gave us mercy, and we continue to sin, and we do it again, and we still just repenting the proper way. We just do it again. Oh, God got me. He's not going to know. He knows my heart. He knows that I was going to do this anyway. And those are excuses, cop-outs, and tricks from the enemy. Amen. Glory to God. Because when we are serving the Lord, we walk upright, and we do not continue to walk in sin. No matter how small or big, sin is sin. Don't let nobody fool you. He feared God, and he shunned evil. And he had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and they was born to him. Also, his possessions were, guess what, 7,000 sheep, 1,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people in the east. Amen. And I looked at that and I was like, wow, God, see, we got to get prepared, even though God continued to bless us and God will do what he do. But remember, he said that his our desires is for his purpose. Our heart's desire is for his purpose. Sometimes, and I'm going to say myself, I always say, well, Lord, how come you never let me have children? And I look back on my life before I was saved. Wasn't ready, unprepared, not, no, 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 no. Now I have a work to do. And God knows raising a child, trying to work, loving a wife, and still trying to do God's work. Something's going to get in the way. It's going to interfere with God's time. See, because me and my wife are equally yoked, and we're serving the same God, and we love the same Lord, and we know how to pray together, fast together. We know all the steps we have to take. We don't get in each other's way from doing God's work. That's a plus. God, he allowed that wedding. He allowed that marriage to be what it is. But when it comes to a child, one of us has to keep the child. We have to raise the child. We have to feed the child, pamper the child, baby the child, stay woke. So if I'm staying woke with the baby, who gonna, you ain't going to have time to pray because you're sleepy. You ain't going to have time to fast and you're still sleepy. You know what I mean? So there's things that even though they might be my heart's desire, but if it's not lined up with God's purpose, and I hate to say it this way, but it's going to interfere. No, I don't hate to say it this way. It's going to interfere with God's plan. It's about God's plan and not man's plan. Amen. And sometimes we have to suffer because the scripture points out us multiple reasons for suffering. Like here, we're looking in Job In Job's case, suffering somehow is involved in God's purpose, and we are to learn. And the New Testament echoes the teachings in James, where it says to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. James 1, 2, and 3, suffering also happens as a result of our own sin. David suffered many family trials because why? Of his sin with Bathsheba, somebody else's wife. Then it got so deep, he sent this man out to the front line to get him killed. After he sleeps with the man's wife, he tried to force him to go over there because he knows she was already pregnant, and he's going to try to say that it was the man's baby. So that's deception. It's our own sin sometimes getting away. Amen. Sometimes we suffer directly because of our faith. Our marriage have done for centuries. Sometimes living out our faith comes direct conflict with the ruling powers, and we suffer because of it. Still other times we suffer because we live in a fallen world where things go wrong or natural disasters occur. Both Peter and Paul advise us to commit our pain and suffering to God, realizing he is faithful to work it out, all things for our good and his glory. Ain't that something? Our good, his glory. Romans 8 and 28, 1 Peter 4 and 9, because these lessons we need to learn over a whole lifetime. This is going to be our lifetime of living as we see numerous psalms in the lives of memory. If we look, okay, say it like this. We can look in the Bible and we'll see many biblical characters who had to suffer for God. Look at the Psalms. Look at the Psalms that David wrote. He cried out. He worshiped. He begged. He danced. He sang. He laughed. He did everything he had to do to keep that fire burning. But even in his sin, even in his sinful nature, he knew that God was still the way. He knew it. And a lot of us walk around and know that God is the way, the truth, and the light. But because we are influenced by the things of this world, because we are influenced by the TV, the music, the people saying there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell, I'm going to live, I'm going to party like it's 1990. We got those stupid slogans like this. This is a big old world for me to come in and just party. That's because your mindset is set on the things of the world. That's why the fire in us needs to impart in those who lack knowledge of God. We ought to be able to transfer a spiritual on someone. Some of our spirit to just transfer into them just to knock off enough of that nonsense. So then you can speak the gospel. See, because most people who ain't saved, they really don't want to hear nothing about church. You know why? Because they want to stay in their sin. They want to keep doing it because their flesh is being pleased. Their desire is their flesh is getting pleased. So their desire becomes their fire. But we have to be the ones who come and show them the way through the fire. Because when we go through, how do we behave? If somebody's watching and they see you acting a plum fool, somebody came and hit your brand new car, you out there shooting, you out there cussing, you out there breaking their car windows, you done took your shoes off, your wig off, took your suit jacket off, you done took your earrings off, you know, out in the middle of the street bouncing around like you Muhammad Ali, and somebody's sitting up in the window saying, wow, I was just getting ready to go over there and ask them to pray for me. But I can do that by myself because of our behavior. Our purpose and our heart's desire should be God's purpose for our life. That's the one thing I'm learning to say. And I don't know what'll happen. I say, God, I really don't know what's going to happen. But I know if your purpose become my purpose and I don't get in your way and I allow you to do what you have to do with my life and in my life, fire will burn for you, then I know I'm out of the way and my pain will come before my pleasure. And I'm all right with that. Because in fire and desire, it's always going to be pain before pleasure. Because it builds character. It allows us to see how we behave. David was saying, whoa, I was getting ready to say this, this, and that, but I knew I would have been in sin. So I stood back and said, and it got still. But when the fire came upon him, that's when he spoke. We got to learn to speak in the fire. The fire is the representative of Christ. We have to learn to represent Christ with our lifestyle, with the way we talk, with the way we behave, the way we treat other people, the way we treat ourselves. Some of us beat ourselves up so bad. And God is saying, well, you're my child. I kept you for a reason. I love you. I got you. But here you is beating yourself up for something you may have did 40 years ago or 30 years ago or 20 years ago. I don't care if you did it 10 minutes ago. God said it's forgiven. If you come to him and ask for forgiveness sincerely with your heart, you're forgiven. Don't allow the world to fool you and say, you know, that should be one of my biggest fears when I first got saved. People used to always say, yeah, I know. I know how you used to be. Yeah, yeah, you'll be back. Mm-hmm. You like the streets too much. Yeah, you'll be back. You like to party so much. Yeah, yeah. And all those things might have been true at that time. But a fire kindled in me more and more. Now, it's not to say that my mind didn't go there a few times, or it's not to say that I didn't slip back in a few times. We're going to keep this thing real. Yes, I did. But when I got into God, well, see, I thought when I let God get into me, when I moved out the way and I got all my little selfish desires out the way, when I got all my little selfish needs out the way, my little selfish wants out the way, and all that little tantrum and thinking I'm egotistic and thinking I'm that guy, when I got all those little things out the way and allowed God to just continue to light matches under me, continue to light twigs and matches and put more gasoline and put more coals and put more fires. He burning those things away. I got to let God burn those fleshly things away for me to be successful for him. I can't be talking about, oh, the love of the Lord, and I'm coming out the club 4 o'clock in the morning. He sure enough ain't sent me over to do ministry. Now, he might have sent me outside to catch the souls when they come out and pray for them and give out tracts and pamphlets. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever the case may be. But we have to allow our fleshly desires to be burned with God's fire. Because a lot of times we give them away. We say we give them away. We pick them right back up. I ain't smoked cigarettes in 20 years. Now, all of a sudden, I got the urge to smoke. I'm tired of this, man. This church getting on my nerve. Listen here, man. I'm all burnt out. I just need a cigarette. Well, if you that burnt out that quick, so I don't believe you was on fire in the first place. That's just the way I believe. Because the fire that God puts in us can burn out any thought, any negative action, any negative thought. It knows the enemy when it sees the enemy from afar, because those are the things we pray. Lord, allow me to see the enemy from afar. Lord, gird my loins. Lord, protect me from my enemies. Lord, make my enemies my footstool. Lord, use me for the building of your kingdom. You will strengthen me when I'm weak. So if you're asking God to do all these things and he's making these things happen, how come we continue to fall short in the same thing God has delivered us from, that God has removed out our lives, we go back and find a way to pick it up. We become explorers. We go back and explore the jungle and the nastiness. We go find that sin. I'm going to find them Newports. I ain't smoked a Newport in 25 years. Now you got your backpack, your flashlight, your cigarette lighter, your gas tank, your helmet with the flashlight on, just to go find sin. That's how deep we get in it. We go back and find that sin. I said I let it go, but the way I feel today, I need me a drink. I know where I can go get me one at. And, you know, we go dig. We become explorers. We go back and find that thing. Ain't that amazing? We become sinful explorers, going back looking for sin that we said we had gotten rid of. Those things are not part of God's desire for our life. Our suffering comes from the test and the task that God puts in our way, because he's building character. He's taking things out of us. He's planning for something. So I have to allow God's way to manifest itself so I can get where God wants me to go, where God wants me to be. Amen. Let nobody put your fire out. Don't allow your fleshly and selfish desires to burn out your fire. Your fire is to burn out everything that's not of God. Your fire is on call. You ever been on call? Your pager going off, your phone on all day, all night. You don't know when it's going to come. Your fire should be just like that. Just sitting in the wings, waiting. I dare sin to sneak up in here. I dare your nastiness to come back. I dare that. No, I dare it. It's like a flaming gun. It's just ready to shoot. Ping! Sin done got shot down. Ping! Anger done got shot down. Boom! Selfishness done got burnt down. And you know, so it's a big old newspaper. Extra, extra. Your fire has shot down another sin. Selfishness has been burnt down. We got another one. Lying has been burnt out of your life. We got another one. Theft has been burnt out of your life. It's been a 10-long fire. It has been burnt out of your life. Your fire has killed your selfish desires. This has been your Fix It Six, and I hope you got your fix. I'm your pastor, Keeping It Real McNeil. We're going to pray out. And once again, I thank you all for coming aboard. And remember, your fire should be your desire. Father God, we thank you for the fire. Father God, we thank you for what you have put in us to fight our fleshly desires. Anything that's not lined up with your purpose, your will for our life, Father, we turn it over to you right now. We give it up. We give up our explorer equipment. We give up anything that may allow us to go back and try to get back that sin. God, we give up everything today to be who you say we are. We give up everything today, God, to be yours, God. We give up everything today so we can burn for you again, God. Allow your fire to fall upon your people. Allow your fire to fall upon your land with all power and truth. Lord, we ask you to bless those who can't bless themselves, can't pray for themselves. Father God, we ask you to bless our enemies on this day. Father God, we know a cure is coming. So, Father God, as the world panics, we ask you to move the way that you see fit to move. And we allow your will to be done, because without your will, Father, I am done. So I thank you once again for all you've already done and what you're going to do. Bless my grandbabies, bless my family, my friends, my co-workers, my enemies, all the leaders around the world, every pastor, apostle, prophet, prophetess, deacon, deaconess, usher, cleaning person, everybody, God, that's on fire for you, those who just finally got their first match, those who got their first lighter, those who got their first flame, those who, Lord, bless them with power fire. And we thank you, God. And we ask you to bless the Power of Praise Ministry on Wednesday mornings, God. Let them get up with a fire that will burn through any trick of the enemy, burn through any mountain, any circumstance. We ask you to bless Mount Carmel Ministry Radio, God. And Father, did anyone ask us to pray for them and we have forgotten? You know all things and you know their needs. We ask you to bless them on this day. We ask you to bless Minister Waters on this day, Father, who I haven't seen or heard from, but I can remember her laughter, God. We ask you to continue to put a song in her belly, God. Continue to put a praise in her heart, Father, in her hands, God. Put it all together, and you've got a mighty praise, God. Father God, give her a song in her heart, a song of healing and deliverance, God, a song of peace of mind, God. Allow your presence to hover over her like never before. Engulf her in your flames, God. Love on her, love on her, love on her, and remind her that it's all about you and you're still in charge. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This has been your Fix It Six, and I hope you got your fix. God bless.